For the next hour, we're talking dirty on FM Talk 106.5, a show to help you win the battle against dirt. With information about vacuums, tips and tools to make your job easier. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. Now, here's your Talking Dirty host, David Lord.
Ho, look out! Tone's with me again. I got my brother Tony with me. So everybody get off the road.
I tell you, you can't.
We don't know what he's going to say.
That's true. I do these extemporaneous shows, and they have to kind of pull me off of
well,
the cane.
Well, I had Charlie holding the door closed.
Well, I was beating on the glass just a little bit ago. I don't think I was on the list to come in today.
Well, beating on the glass is okay, but sticking your nose on it and rubbing it up against it, that's not good.
Hey, David,
well,
it could have been worse.
We are a cleaning company, by the way.
All right, well, I do have to say real quick, you know, we get to keep our granddaughter every weekend, and we really enjoy that time. And of course, this weekend we got her, and my wife calls me and says, you are not going to believe this, because, you know, she's 3 years old and not a shy bone in her body. She says hey to everybody and her name. She wants everybody in the world to know. So people passing by. So everybody knows our you know, everything about us, yes. But they're driving by and she went, oh, Taco Bell. And my wife started to slow down because we naturally, whatever she wants.
How old is she?
She's 3. So she gets whatever she wants. And it has been so much fun spoiling the living crud out of her and then dropping her off at
typical
her,
grandparents.
At her parents. You better believe it. So she said Taco Bell. And so my wife just about caused a 10-car wreck stopping. And she goes, Taco Bell? Well, honey, what would you like at the Taco Bell? I just want one of those tacos with the bells inside of it. And we said, okay. So you can imagine how the employees felt when I just about got in a fist fight saying, I want the doggone taco with the bells in it. She said, it's there. It's got to be there. Give it to me.
I had a similar story when a granddaughter was about 3.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously they are not readers. But we're going down Highway 90 out in Tillman's Corner, and she says, Burger King, Taco Bell, McDonald's. And I'm thinking, where does your mama take you to eat? Because she right. had memorized all those names.
Well, my sister's grandson, Charlie, he knows all the vehicles. So he'll point out.
Well, that's cool.
It's incredible. It really is incredible that he knows all that. So, and he's 2. So go figure with children. Folks, if you don't know by now, we are A&A Vacuum Mart. This is David Lord, and my brother Tony Lord's here with me.
I was hoping you'd get around to
saying
that.
Well, eventually, yes. Well, I really just like talking for an hour.
We know, Dave.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Everybody knows this is the David Show. So
I don't even know why you two guys are here. Our family has been in the floor care business since 1954 in 3 generations, and we service and sell vacuum cleaners, and then all kinds of floor care equipment, backpacks, canisters, robot vacs, rechargeable vacs, definitely commercial vacuums, vacuum flow systems, air purifiers, carpet shampooers, and steam mops. And then we repair all brands of floor care products. We don't care where you got them. Our estimates are always free. And when you bring your stuff to us, really, we'll ask you, when do you need the machine back? Because you're in charge of that. And then what we promise is it will come out looking and running and smelling like brand new. Tone, we have 2 locations. Where is your location?
I am at I'm in Fairhope on Highway 98. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I just woke up.
That's right. Another cup of coffee.
Yes, indeed. No, I'm in Fairhope on Highway 98. Anybody that knows where Thomas Hospital, it'll be a straight, easy shot from there. I'm about 3/4 of a mile south of Thomas, right across the street from Cecil's Old Time Feed. Everybody should know it by then. So.
Oh, yes. Telephone number.
Is 251-928-9286.
Guys, my store is about a block west of University Boulevard on Cottage Hill Road. Telephone number there is 661-3549. Usually you'll see Paul there. A lot of people think he's related. Lord, no. we've worked together for 20 years, so we might as well be. And quite frankly, if you spend that kind of time around us and get us all in a room together, it's literally frightening. Imagine Lord of the Dance, but upper body only. They do nothing but with the legs. We are very demonstrative, so our arms are flailing as we're talking.
We call you Lord of the Canister.
that's about right. Guys, at our store, it's laid out in a lot of ways kind of like a big box store. We carry the machines you'll see online and at the big box stores. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking of the Dysons and the Sharks and the Dirt Devils and all the names you see on TV, the Hoovers, Eurekas, and we do carry all those. And my children have taught me well. You'll be very proud. They have taught me to check Amazon weekly and make sure we beat their prices. But on top of that, when you come into our store, aside from seeing the names you do know, you're going to see a bunch of names you've never heard of. And why is that? Because the best vacuums in the business are the names you've never heard of. Ricar, R-I-C-C-A-R, American company. Simplicity, another American company. Of course, Orec, which you've heard some from them because they have done quite a bit of advertising. They're an American company. We have a German company, Miele. And then there are several others out there that are very good. Titan, Cirrus, machines you've never heard of but are well made. And how will you know? We always have a little tagline. These are the machines you'll flip over. And you'll flip them over because you'll see the metal parts on the vacuum. When you flip the other vacuums over, you will see nothing but plastic and, oh yeah, made in China. You'll see that on there. But I just want you to know this is the opportunity for you to compare the stuff you see advertised every day versus the stuff you don't. Let your eyes, ears, let yourself be the judge of it, because at our store, you always get to try before you buy. And what I do promise you is that if you come to A&A Vacuum Mart, a customer said this, and I've never forgotten. A lady was watching us. She came in. She said, I'm here to pick up my repair. She gave us her last name. And then she watched us. And it was really an amazed look. And when they brought the machine out, she said, I have never seen a group of people walk so fast in my life. If you want to see first-class service, real work going on, come to our store. And she's really right. I'd never really paid attention until I looked back at all the guys. You know, they're working on vacuums. They're getting parts. They're assisting customers. Every one of them. It is nothing like any other establishment you'll ever go to. You will see people moving like crazy, trying to take care of you. And I want you to enjoy that experience, because there aren't many stores like that left. So for goodness sakes, give us a try. You'll never have to call a 1-800 number. You'll never have to assemble your own machine. And you will never get one of those pieces of paper in every single box now. Every company's doing it, except the American companies, where you open up the box and you take out this nice laminated piece of paper that says, stop! Do not return to store. Please call this 1-800 number and we can solve all their issues. And let me tell you, no, they can't. We can, because you can find us. You can walk into our store and tell us what's going wrong with the product that you purchased. And we will take care of that for you. You let Paul handle it. You let Tony handle it. You let me handle it. And we'll take care of all the issues. And A&A Vacuum, remember our website, shoppingforvax.com. We'll be right back, folks. Talking Dirty, David Lord, Tony Lord, and Charlie Moss.
More Talking Dirt is on the way with David Lord.
Okay, guys, we're back. This is David Lord, and who are you?
I am Tony Lord. I am your brother.
Oh yes. Now I remember.
I wrote my name on your hand, so you could remember that.
I know, but you didn't write Tony. You wrote, why not? And that's bad, because Tony's dyslexic. Guys, A&A Vacuum, we got two locations, one in Fairhope, one in Mobile. Definitely check out our webpage. It is AAVacuum, V-A-C-U-U-M, AAVacuum.net. Our website is truly unique. We get lots and lots of customers from that website because it's not just a picture and a description. It is us. It is our store. When you click on a vacuum, you get a short little demonstration of each machine. A lot of these videos are less than 1 minute, so because we are truly aware of saving people time as well as money. And I do want to give a big thank you to a customer of ours that came in this week and actually dealt with Paul. Her name is Stephanie Hoof. And she has owned Ricar vacuums for many years. She owned a Ricar canister before this, and she loved her Ricar canister. It was 10, we're not exactly sure, 12, 13 years old, wonderful machine, steel motor vacuum. And you'll say, okay, so she had her vacuum a long time. Let me tell you, you get spoiled when you get a machine with a steel motor that lasts 10 to 13 years or longer, because you go out and buy one of today's vacuums, and I think we can all say, remember the days when you used to buy a refrigerator and it lasted 30 years, or an oven in the same, and now we're getting these appliances that after a year is already having work done on it. And then worse, you try, okay, there's no warranty. Then you try to just, okay, I'll just pay somebody. If somebody will just fix this thing because it's a year and a half old. Okay, then you call somebody and they show up and then they go, ooh, we work on all appliances, well, except for that. And you go through two or three of those, and finally you say, the heck with it. I'm just buying a new one. Well, let me tell you, these things aren't cheap, and neither are vacuum cleaners. So you go out and you buy a Dyson vac for $500. $500 ought to get you some pretty good stuff. And you know what? You get warped or melted plastic parts, things that don't hold up very long, and then you start calling a warranty person. And it gets to be a joke. You can't understand them. They can't understand you. At best, they can say, well, tell you what, it sounds like the whiz bang is, well, actually, the numerator is over the denominator, and the whiz bang is bad. So you say, okay, so what does that mean? Well, we'll send you a whiz bang, and you can put it on. And they send it to you, and you go, okay, what is that up or is that up? Is that the right way? No, that's not it. At the end of it, you do the same thing. Who can I go to and just pay them to do a fantastic job of fixing this thing, because I'm already in debt $500 on it? And hopefully you find us and we can solve that particular problem. But for Miss Stephanie Hoof, she knows good stuff. She's owned good stuff by us, and she loved our service. So she came back in, and to be perfectly blunt, she was really thinking about getting an upright vacuum for maybe around $300. But she found what is called our top-of-the-line Infinity vacuum. Folks, at our store, we have a vacuum line that is the very best. I didn't say the most expensive. I just said the very best vacuums in the world, with the best warranty and a built-in service plan. There is nobody in the country that offers what we offer with a service plan and a warranty that is second to none. She wanted to take a look. Well, she ended up deciding to take a look at the biggest, baddest vacuum in our store. And she said, all right, what? Tell me about that. And Paul says, all right, I'm going to show that to you. But remember, you came in for a $300 vacuum, which really tells me we are the worst salespeople on the face of the planet. Anybody that's ever read a sales book would know That is the last thing you say. Yes. You would just go show the product. But no, Paul, being a good guy, said, all right, I'm going to do it, but I'm telling you, it's a lot more than you want to spend. So he shows her the machine and shows her the metal brush roll that spins 6,500 times a minute with three rows of brush strips, rubber wheels, two motors in this machine, a forever or lifetime belt. You literally will never break the belt on this machine. And then on top of it, after she saw how it there is nothing that's even close to the way this machine cleans carpet or floors. It's a Ricar Radiance. And if you want to go to our website and look at the Ricar Radiance, you will see a little video of that machine in action. So what does she get? She buys this machine for the same price that she would find it on Amazon. All her repairs, anything that happens to it, is free for 10 years right in our store. She gets tune-ups anytime she wants, as often as she wants, and I'm not kidding around. If she came in every week for 52 weeks times 10 years, we would service it every single time. She's buying the best, and she's getting the best when she gets this. All her filters will be replaced each time she brings it in for the service. If we can't fix it in a quick enough time for her, she will get that model in a loaner vacuum, because we believe if you get a top-of-the-line machine and it can't be fixed in a quick turnaround, well, doggone it, you shouldn't get the Bissell that's taped up with the duct tape in the back. You should get the best, and that's what she's going to get. What she is buying is the very best vacuum that will be working perfectly 100% of the time. Add to that, she can rent for free our best carpet shampooer once each year. And she won't just get to use it. She can use it for one day, 6 days. That really doesn't matter to me. And we provide the shampoo for her as well. This is the best vacuum and vacuum program that's ever been invented. And that's why I say nobody in the country is doing this. You won't ever find this on Amazon. And why? Because what would that do for them? You would pay for it, and then you'd have to mail it back to them to get it fixed. You don't want any of that. You want to get the best, and you want somebody that is excited about keeping it running perfectly all the time. And, folks, we are. So, Ms. Hoof, Stephanie Hoof, thank you. Paul says thank you. We look forward to taking care of that for the next 10 years, because that is a 10-year Infinity machine. So when you go to our website, shopping for vax or aavacuum.net, that's what I want you to look up. Look up our Infinity vacuum line. It is literally the best line ever made, and it's not all Ricar vacuums, which, by the way, I probably should spell that for people too. Yes. R-I-C-C-A-R. That line of vacuums is made in St. James, Missouri. But it is also Miele Home Care Vacuums. Miele makes, they're a German company, and they make a fine line of appliances. And quite frankly, their vacuums were rated number one in Consumer Report, third year in a row, uprights, canisters, and robot vacs as well. So between those two companies, Tony and I spent a long time, or better part of a year, working with them to come up with this Infinity vacuum program, because we wanted something no one else could deliver. And quite frankly, even if they tried, they couldn't replicate it, because no one makes vacuums look, run, and smell like we do. They come in nasty and dirty and with all kinds of germs, and we make them germ-free, smell great. And if we really have done our job well, you should argue with us as to that's really not my machine, because that is the one thing that I can say over and over happens, oh gosh, at least once a day, where they go, nope, mine was blue. And the fact is that was not true. And quite frankly, Our vacuums stay in the closet most of the time. I get it, and we don't really pay attention. I probably couldn't tell you the color of mine right now. But if we do our job right, it should come out looking so good you really don't believe it's yours.
Well, they're usually multiple colors because they've been bashed into walls and paint. And actually, that's one of the things Dave's talking about. We get the paint scuffs off of there, so it really will look like a brand new vacuum. So I really don't understand where the arguments come from, quite frankly.
Well, guys, that's enough on the Infinity Vacuum program. When we get back, Tony's got a couple of stories to share with us as well. You're listening to Talking Dirty, A&A Vacuum with David Lord and Tony Lord. We'll be right back.
Talking Dirt is on the way with David Lord.
I'm going to fool you all. This is Tony Lord. I'm bringing us back in. I've put a little duct tape over Dave's mouth so I can have a moment or two. There you go. But I am here, as you can tell, with David Lord. I've also got Charlie Moss with me.
And you had to find some use for that duct tape that y'all took off that old vacuum cleaner.
You'd been asking me what it was for, and I kept it clandestine for a particular purpose.
You did well.
Thank you very much. But I do want to welcome you back to the finest and shortest hour in radio history. This is Talking Dirty with A&A Vacuum. We've got two locations, one in West Mobile on Cottage Hill, about block and a half west of University. We've also got one in Fairhope on Highway 98, about three-quarters of a mile south of Thomas Hospital, right across the street from Cecil's Old Time Feed. And you'll also want to know when you can come in and buy these wonderful products that we're talking to you. We are open every day during the week from 8 to 5, and on Saturday we're open from 8 to 4, so pretty close to all day there. David, you had a wonderful story in the last segment about your Infinity customer. That really, I just wanted to try to add to that with a couple of stories of my own.
Ow! I pulled the tape off. I did have a good story, but I'll stop there.
I knew it couldn't last long.
Charlie, you forgot to bring the cords to bind his hands, so we couldn't do that. So, but still in all, if I just take a moment of your attention, I just want to utter a word or two on a couple of customers. The first one I want to talk about, Miss Shirley Kittrell. Now, I recounted to you on our last show. For those of you that didn't get a chance to hear it, I'll bring you up to speed. Miss Shirley, she needed a shampooer week before last. She had come into the store, and she had a couple of prerequisites. One of them, obviously, was that it had to be efficient, be able to clean that carpet better than she's ever had before with a machine she's purchased or with anybody that she has hired that work out. But also, it was important for it to be very lightweight. Now, the latter of those aspects, it really, there was no need for her to vocalize it. As she came into the store, she was walking with a cane. But I should let you know, however, you shouldn't be fooled by her little implement. She was about as charming and as pleasant a person as I have ever seen. She informed me that she does all of her own housework. She does the vacuuming. She does the cleaning. She's had children, but they've since gone. So she has replaced them with some pets.
I like that plan.
Yes, indeed. You know, pets and grandchildren, that is the way. But in fact, they get the old room most of the time. But along with that, she had gone through a few adventures of her own when it came to carpet cleaners. She had done the big box store stuff.
Yeah.
She had the exact same complaints that you were talking about earlier. She would buy it. Nobody obviously would remark that she's an individual with a cane who is very active, but in some ways limited in what she would be able to do.
Sure.
She informed me she's not a rocket scientist when it comes to these mechanical things. So she had a problem putting things together, which that's what she would get, is a product in a box that she would have to load up, that she would have to take home, try to figure this labyrinth out, and put it together and do her cleaning. She also informed me that the directions on these things could have been in ancient Greek for all she was concerned, because she couldn't figure it out. But, you know, through trial and error, she was able to do these things. She would use it, and some of them would work all right for a while. But like anything man-made, especially mechanical, she would run into problems. And there was nothing for her to do except follow what warranty stipulations that she had, which the warranty stipulations, if I could translate, would be that you have no warranty.
Right.
That's exactly. Because I think you mentioned in the last segment, immediately she would get out this sheet which said, stop.
Yes.
Do not return this product to the facility you bought it from. Call this 800 number, which there would be no human being that she would talk to. Now, she could get online. She could figure all that out. She would ascertain that they would try to figure out what the problem was, send her the part as if she could do it, and then her only alternative once none of these things were an option would be to send it back and wait the 6 to 8 weeks, perhaps longer, to get this thing fixed up. It occurred to her, as it occurs to a lot of people, that they hope you get tired of it.
Absolutely.
You'll simply not bother them with your petty problems, I'm doing air quotes, and just go down to the store and buy another one, pitch out the money.
And I got to tell you, it's amazing how many people will buy a product, throw it in the car, take it home, put it together, have those issues, go back and buy the same thing.
Yes. Yeah.
But what else can you go on? You've got nobody to talk to and get a recommendation from.
Hey, fellas, it's just like a flat screen TV. There's no place you can take to get it repaired.
Right. You're exactly right.
If it breaks, they want you to just go buy another one.
Well, and then the couple of people you might go to get one repaired, they want some money up front.
Oh, sure.
And then it's almost as expensive to replace it as it is to get it worked on.
One of my favorite lines of all time, and I know this isn't a TV show, but I actually took it to one of the few remaining TV repair shops in Mobile a dozen years ago. He said, look, I can fix it, and it'll play, but it's not going to be very dependable.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Lord.
That was incentive for you to walk out the door.
Well, that's what I did and bought a new one.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. Well, and here's another scary little point that people have heard from about these new TVs and even washer and dryers is that they, no matter how much money you spend, there is going to be a very short time limit. On some of them, it's 5 years. It wouldn't matter how much you spend on those things. So, again, real incentive to go back and buy there. Well, she traipsed into our store because of this television or this radio program. So my compliments to the both of you. It was such a joy to hear it. And so what she ended up choosing was our Royal Shampooer.
Yes, and Royal makes the best shampooer in the business.
Yes, a lot of folks, if they hear that name, equate it with a commercial equipment, but don't be fooled by that. This is truly something that anybody can use. It's lightweight. It is a joy to push. It's almost self-propelled, except you've got a little bit more control of it. So just it glides beautifully. The other complaint she had mentioned before was that shampooers that she had worked with in the past, it was hours,
yes,
sometimes the entire day before the carpet would finally become bone dry. And so she was very interested in how I presented this shampooer, that she could use this, and even if this were a rug sitting on top of her hardwood floors, which she's got a couple of those, that she would not have to worry about it. This would pick so much water up out of those carpets that give it about 20, 25 minutes, and that is going to be bone dry.
Yes. Yes.
So, and so she ended up buying it. This is a product for you folks out there. There's a it's $299. There is a 3-year service plus warranty that occurs in our store, and I'll explain that real quick. First of all, for 3 years, any trouble whatsoever, don't look for a receipt, none of that. Get it to the store. We can look it up. We take care of everything. Sometimes we can do it while you wait, but worst case scenario, give me a day, maybe two, and you will be shampooing again.
Absolutely. And let me say, just the 3-year warranty does not exist for anybody else from any other place. So that's already totally unique, but there's more
to
it.
Yes, indeed. Yes. That service plus warranty, let me translate. You know, I think especially for the good stuff out there, it's a good idea to get vacuum cleaners and shampooers cleaned and serviced, if Super Lube still translates. It's kind of like doing that with your car. It helps it to run better for longer.
Well, and think about it. A vacuum or a shampooer has more germs than a public stall after just 1 month of use, and especially with the shampooer after one use. Think of what we pick up with a shampooer, and I'll stop there.
Yes. Yes, indeed. That's a real study that they did a couple of years ago. But with this Service Plus warranty, which we normally do that for $49.95, and it looks brand new, for 3 years, once a year for the 3 years, bring it in. We will service it for no charge whatsoever. So she loved that. So I'll make mention real quick. We're getting close to the break, but I'll say this. I wanted to make mention of it again because she came in last week.
Yeah.
And everybody will know this because last week we had that horrible deluge. People were kayaking up and down Highway 98. And God bless her heart, she traipsed in again, as convivial as she always is with her cane, just to regale me with how much pleasure she had using this machine and to give such compliments on how she was treated. It was everything that I said it was. It dried in that amount of time. She had never had that kind of experience with a vacuum or shampooer. So she was just loving this machine.
Absolutely. She should. It's the best. Metal motor, brass pump, that 3-year service plus warranty makes it fantastic. It is literally the best shampoo in the business. And for $300, you'll have it for 10 years.
Yes, indeed. At least that long. So.
Guys, we'll be right back in just a few minutes. You're listening to David Lord and Tony Lord, A&A Vacuum, and Talking Dirty.
More Talking Dirt is on the way with David Lord.
Yep.
Oh,
darn it.
You again?
Yes. And somebody stole
somebody
my duct tape.
Somebody bring the show back on.
Well, I'm up for that one. This is Tony Lord. I'm here with my brother David Lord, and I've got Charlie Moss with me as well. We are talking dirty. I'm talking to you right now. This is the fastest hour in radio that's ever existed. We have got two locations. We've got one in West Mobile, on Cottage Hill, about a block and a half west of University. But also, if you come out to Baldwin County, we've got a store in Fairhope on Highway 98, about three quarters of a mile south of Thomas Hospital. We're next to the Movement Center, and we're also next to Radio Shack, about the only one left in existence. In the last segment, I told you a story about our shampooer lady, Miss Shirley. But I've got another one for you, and this involves an actual vacuum cleaner.
Yes.
Miss Donna came in a little earlier this week, and this was kind of interesting because she is a Navy brat, as she puts it. Her dad was in the Navy, so you can imagine a lot of family moving around. So she was actually born in Germany. And I think that motivated her purchase a little bit.
Yeah.
But she came in. She was in need of a canister vacuum. Sometimes it's called a power team. It's the kind that you pull around like the old Electroluxes.
Yes. And a lot of times people get these, you know, the bare floors are coming back like
yes.
crazy. And the more bare floor you have and the more above the floor cleaning, your walls, your baseboards, your crown molding, bookcases, the more of that you got to do, the more you want to consider a canister. There's more reach. You can get up under things a little better. It's not for everybody. It wasn't for me,
yes.
Just the way I vacuum. But they are coming back strong, and the fact is, no stores carry canister vacuums, and with the floors coming back down here at the rate they are,
yes.
That's got to change. However, we carry all the best canisters.
Well, I think one of the reasons that people are reticent to even consider that is they get in their mind the old Electrolux vacuums, which were outstanding. They lasted forever. That name's always been synonymous with power and durability, but they were big steel heavy tanks. They look like aircraft carriers,
that's
quite
right.
frankly.
That's right. And most kids rode around on them.
Absolutely,
which
right.
means their moms were like really strong.
what they have right now, they have made them so much lighter, so much easier. And that's what Miss Donna was looking for. She had a lot of bare floor. She did have pets, but she was shopping for her husband, who incidentally is a retired Navy man. And there are all kinds of things, as she described them, that were indicative of Navy people. I know this because our father was a Navy
That's
man.
Right.
And it all sounded quite familiar. It was nothing against Miss Donna doing the cleaning, and they have gotten ladies in the cleaning business, and it's no offense to our custodians out there and cleaning ladies, but per this old Navy man, nobody could do it right except him. So,
yeah, we can identify with that.
Yes,
yeah.
Indeed. This was the kind of individual that after somebody did a job, he would come out behind them and do the job for them because, of course, he knew how to do it exactly right.
Move that big mop in a lazy figure eight
yes.
as you walk down the deck.
Absolutely. Sand the floor. So, so she looked at a few. She had heard our show before, and she had done business with us, but she had done a little bit of research. She had heard about Ricar, which, our little axiom that we've got, try before you buy, we took that to a next level because we got every canister down. She wanted to make sure that this was going to be light enough and easy enough because although he was active and was very desirous to do this job, weight was an issue. There was some problems with the hips, so it could not be a tank. She ended up getting our Miele C1 Compact in their home care line.
And let me, just for you, if you Google this company, I'm going to spell it Miele. German company, great company. Sorry, Tone, go ahead.
No, that's great. And actually, she had targeted a little bit on that just because of the little past history that she had. living in Germany. She knew that that they always were known for making great, great stuff. And that is quite true, except not every Miele is made in Germany. They've got a lot of their product that are made in Korea. Well, that is one of the reasons why we wanted to carry this home care line, is that it was truly made in Germany, and their warranties reflected that. Yes. What she ended up with was the C1 Compact, very small, very lightweight, very easy to use, but it came with a 5-year service plus warranty.
Yes.
And again, same thing holds as it did with the shampooer that I mentioned previously. For 5 years, any trouble, we do all of the warranty work. So any trouble, she could bring it in, we take care of it. But once a year for 5 years, she could bring it in. And for what we normally do for $50, we clean it, we deodorize it, we make it look just like it did coming out of the box. And that would keep her husband vacuuming and cleaning as long as his heart was content.
Well, I mean, think about it. If you can take your car after you purchase it for a lot more money than about,
yes.
And you get the service done, which I know a lot of companies will offer that, get it washed as well so it's always looking good, it's always running good, and you are really getting your money's worth. And that's what we want to do with vacuum cleaners that you buy from us. You're buying the best. We realize, you know, this money thing. I know the kids, my daughter thought I had a – she actually told me later, I thought you had a spot that you just got the money you needed and gave it to me. It wasn't until college, she said, that she realized, no, I put off paying a bill or something like that. So obviously, a lot of money goes into this. I want you to get your money's worth, and I want you to get something that no other company, especially an online company, can ever possibly match. We will beat their price, but far more importantly, we will beat their deal.
Yes, indeed. And in fact, speaking of money, there are machines out there, Kirby's, Rainbows,
yes,
that are astronomically more money and don't have near the power. They have not near the deal that David was talking about. We'll beat the price. We'll beat the warranty. You'll have it much longer, and it'll be far more of a joy to use.
Absolutely. And so, guys, again, we're getting near the end. But A&A Vacuum, please check us out. And if nothing else, try and come in and just bring your machine and get it serviced. Our estimates are free. We don't do any work until you know about it. And on that note, Tone, that is Daddy-O. He is taking us home tonight again. And, folks, we'll see you next week. Katie Bug, I love you, and I'll be home in just a minute. I'm hungry.
So he's leaving the life he's come to know. Ooh. He said he's going back to find.
Going back to find.
Ooh, 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 what's left of his world. The world he left behind. Not so long.